Unit 4. Reshaping work. A. Exercise 4B, page 30.
The 21st Century Worker. Carl puts the finishing touches to the piece he'll be submitting later today to his line manager in Australia. In an hour, he has a video meeting with his New York colleagues about a possible collaboration with the renowned director on an advertising campaign. And Carl has a number of ideas he wants to run by them. To clear his head, he decides to go for a jog. He tells his digital assistant to send him a reminder 20 minutes before the meeting kicks off. Then, strapping on his smartwatch, he steps out of his cottage into the fresh early morning of the Welsh countryside. Carl might be unusual today, but in 50 years' time, it's likely that WFH, working from home, will no longer be a perk, but the standard. Companies will have moved into cyberspace, with meetings online and conferences taking place virtually instead of in a corporate hotel in the capital. There'll be no hours wasted in heavy traffic or on crowded trains on the way to these meetings, and your daily commute will become the distance from your bedroom to your study. In addition, an email will reach a coworker faster than it takes to walk down the office corridor to their desk. It is emails, in fact, and the internet that have made working from home, WFH, the perfect life hack. This remote working is also called telecommuting, since it was the telephone that originally made it possible. But now, through the power of the internet, it has become not just a possible alternative to the office, but in many ways a better one, and it is gaining in popularity. Though the global pandemic definitely accelerated this trend of distant engagement, it's a no-brainer for companies and employees alike in terms of flexibility and financial savings. Why rent a huge building and ask everyone to travel for an hour or so to get to it just to sit at a desk working on a computer as they could have at home? The conditions will soon be in place to allow the office to go entirely virtual. People are already used to video meetings and presentations. Why not set up an open plan office? Avatars can glide about interacting with one another, and every desk will come with a digital assistant. What this would also do is nip in the bud the one problem that is emerging about WFH, the isolation. It turns out that people miss those shared jokes by the water cooler and chats in the lunchroom over a sandwich. But just as the computer enabled WFH, it can make it work better. And it can do the same for the company. With the advent of AI, companies will be turning more and more of the dull parts of jobs over to machines. A sales bot will be calling 1,000 leads worldwide per hour in order to set up meetings for a sales team. And machine intelligence will go through centuries of case law to find a precedent for a lawyer to use in court. All of the dull parts of the 9-to-5 routine will be lifted from our shoulders. But we will have got sharper and more adaptable in return. The 21st century worker is going to be a creative thinker, good at time management and skilled at problem solving, dedicated to lifelong learning and constant retraining. It's WFH that requires this change, but technology makes it possible. Just take a look at Carl as he pops some wireless earbuds into his ears as he runs. His company's computer technician is telling him how to use the new software she just installed on his computer. Carl's listening intently while his digital assistant takes notes